obviously, the state of the manufacturing sector has been an area of discussion, I think, in this country over the past 10 years. Obviously, given the economic slowdown, and we have seen this industrialization in the past 8 or so years. We have seen massive company closures, jobs being lost in the manufacturing sector. And we have also seen jobs going offshore. But what is critical in terms of the symposium, I think this is a question that I think CZI also needs to answer, is that there is a tendency in this country for CZI and other allied trade organizations such as ZNCC to ask government for solutions. Now, if you look at the modern global economic model, is that it is private sector driven. We need to be asking, in fact, government must be asking the private sector in terms of what are the solutions to address these factors. Now, the challenge with that approach that the CZI and ZNCC has taken in this country is that they then allow government to take the initiative in terms of setting the agenda. It should be the CZI that really sets up the agenda and says, look, this is how we intend to get industry going.
But your critics, Mr. Mehlomakulu, would say it is the government that is exhibiting these so-called policy inconsistencies which are actually affecting industries.
Granted, I think there are issues of public policy that affect how industry operates. But at the same time, industry must come with this act together to say, look, this is what we have put together. This is how we intend to move forward. And we ask government to do A, B, C.